You see, all of us at some point have been disappointed to some degree. And there has been significant scientific evidence that proves that the unresolved and suppressed emotional issues and trauma from our past absolutely can be traced to and are linked to physical difficulties. That's right. Emotional trauma from our past can lead to and is linked to present and future physiological illness. And this is an area of science that has been oftentimes ignored. It is an area of science that is oftentimes even laughed at. But we are going to go into that in a little more detail and talk about what we could do about it, because we can. So just give me one moment to put the call into moderator mode, and we will get started. Okay. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Wednesday night product education call sponsored by PHP. I want to let you know that we also have an important announcement we are going to make next week on this call regarding our name change, PHP. We've been going by PHP because the name Platinum Health Products is a name that was used for many, many years by a company who sells sports nutrition. Now, when we began to emphasize our sports nutrition line, they contacted us and asked us to either A, discontinue offering sports nutrition, or B, change our name, or C, get into a lawsuit over the name. Well, we chose the path of least resistance because we felt that changing our name was easier than abandoning our position on quality alternatives for sports performance. And so the name Platinum is and has been changed. We are going to make the official announcement next Wednesday, so I hope that you will be on this call and encourage others to do so. And that name change will not affect a single thing regarding quality or service. It will only make our company more recognizable, as our name will be completely unique to us. That having been said, tonight's subject matter is Happy Heart, Healthy Heart, and we are going to focus on what is called a couple of things, psychoneuroimmunology. That is a scientific study that connects the way that we feel, our emotions, with the physiological state of our body. Now, in order to examine this, we are going to go into the work of Dr. Edward Bach. And Dr. Edward Bach was a brilliant physician who lived in England in the early 1920s. And he had a theory which he tested, which proved to be quite true. His theory was predicated upon the observation of hundreds of people over decades of his practice. And he believed that the emotional trauma, the experiences of one's lifetime that are unresolved, those times that we are hurt or traumatized, that we are unable to resolve in our life, can and will lead to future physiological illness. And so we want to talk about exactly how that occurs, and we are going to talk about exactly what we can do about it. The concept tonight we're talking about is broken heart syndrome. Now, this manifests itself in many different ways. For example, I myself had a great aunt and a great uncle, and they lived into their late 80s. When my great uncle died, they were deeply in love, had spent over 50 years of their life together. And at the time that my great uncle died, my great aunt was in perfect shape, strong as a horse, as they used to say. And literally, within weeks after his death, she became weak. Her immune system became very, very compromised. And soon she was in the hospital for pneumonia, and she died of a minor heart attack. Now, how could this happen from a woman who, by all other accounts, was perfectly healthy? Well, this is a not too uncommon occurrence. I have heard many other people. In fact, one of my older relatives said, oh yeah, she followed him to the grave. And after I heard that term once, I heard it many other times. He followed her to the grave. She followed him to the grave. Two people who are attached emotionally and spiritually and physically, and suddenly one of them is gone. The remaining person oftentimes cannot cope with this, and they have a days-long surge of adrenaline caused by their heartache. And that days-long surge of adrenaline puts an extreme amount of stress on the tissue of the heart and can in fact mimic a severe heart attack. This has been proven by scientists at Harvard University who again have dubbed this broken heart syndrome. The other if you have a pet, I had a dog that was my family pet for 12 years, and I remember for 2 to 3 years after that young dog, Missy, died, I remember my sisters crying in the middle of the night, and when I'd come over and ask what was wrong, they would just say, I miss the dog, you know? The trauma of losing somebody. Today is the anniversary of 7 years ago, a dear friend of mine died. And I have to say that when another mutual friend called today and reminded me of that, I had at least 30 minutes or so of introspection and of melancholy. And so we know that this could happen, but we are not simply talking about the loss of a spouse. We're not talking about the loss of a husband or a wife or a lover. We can also be talking about any type of deep-seated emotional trauma. It could be that you moved away from everybody you cared about as a child because your dad had his job change and you moved to a different state. It could be that you were abused by a relative or by a teacher or by a neighbor, and you suppress this memory of physical or emotional abuse. It could be literally anything from not getting the bike you wanted for Christmas to having your best friend die, depending upon how that made you feel and how you were capable of coping with that, how you were able to deal with that, whether you were able to process that emotion and to move on. This is the problem that so many of us face, the inability to put our past behind us, to put the memories to rest, to forgive and to forget, to move on and to move upward in our lives. So many times these past memories become nothing more than a ball and chain, an anchor that weigh us down. And so Dr. Edward Bach did a tremendous amount of research, and I want to share his story with you because the result of that research, that amazing thousands of case studies and the observations that he made are fascinating. They need to be further studied. They need to be incorporated into modern healing practices. And so tonight we are going to focus on on this broken heart syndrome. But we're also going to focus on some solutions to that, which we call emotional balance, or Stress X, or formula number 16. The emotional balance product line, we once had 16 different formulas, and we found that the master formula, formula number 16, sold 100 times more than all of the others. So we decided just to keep formula number 16 because it was so effective and needed by others. Now, formula number 16 is produced by a French company named Elixiflora. And Elixiflora is a famous company in Europe. Their products are bestsellers all across Europe. And number 16 is the bestseller in its category. Its category are flower remedies and emotional balancing formulas. And so before we get into the specifics of number 16 or StressX, I want to give you a little background about Edward Bach so that you can begin to understand his philosophy and his work. Again, Edward Bach lived back in the 1920s. He was doing his work in the early 1900s, and he was a doctor to the elite, to the rich in London and outside of London. And what he found was that these people had a number of psychoses. They had a number of emotional traumas, and whether it be miscarriages or whether it be abuses, whether it be different type of separation of family because the dukes and such would ride off to war or go off for years at a time and not be around their children. There were a number of issues that these children and ultimately adults were suffering from. And as their physician, he had an intimate knowledge of their physical and physiological state as well as their emotional and psychological state because of the sheer fact of the time he spent with them, advising them, listening to them, and counseling them. They began to entrust him. He became a confidant, and soon, without their knowledge, he had documented all of their past emotional trauma, all of their patterns of illness, all of their patterns of mood changes and swings, and he discovered something truly amazing. He discovered that many people who were suffering from similar physiological symptoms had no physiological similar, in other words, they were not similar physiologically at all, and yet their physiological symptoms were similar. What he found was that many people who had these emotional traumas in their past were manifesting them in their bodies, and he then made a more important discovery. He found that during the winter time, all of these maladies seemed to get worse. And at first he thought it was the weather that brought this about. And then he discovered it was the lack of sunshine. And he was one of the first to discover what we call seasonally adjusted daylight deficit disorder, or SAD. This is in the winter time where people actually become emotionally and physically weak due to the lack of sunlight and the lack of warm weather. Well, it is not just a lack of sunlight and warm weather. It is also a lack of exposure to those plants which bloom during the summer and spring months. This was perhaps the most fascinating part of his work and what led to the creation of what we call Bach flower essences or Bach flower remedies. You see, in England, there are wild fields of wildflowers that grow in the countryside. And the people in the upper echelon of society oftentimes have cotillions, and they have socials. They have dinners and dances. And these cotillions and socials and dinners and dances are a place of extreme social interaction where alcohol is consumed and people speak freely. And the doctor himself was often invited, in fact, always invited, as a social companion of this elite class of people. Well, he heard them and he saw them acting in a very unique way. They would discuss how they would purposely have their carriages take them through certain fields of wildflowers. And he would document how people felt. And people would say, yes, I always go through the plum orchards because I love the look and the smell of the flowering plum. And someone else would say, well, I love to go through the rose gardens because I love the look of the flowering rose. And other people would say, I love to go through the peach fields because I love the smell and the look of the flowering of the peach buds. And this would go on and on across the different types of flowers that were happening in and around England. And he actually documented 36 flowers that he suspected of having some type of impact on people's emotions. And as crazy as this sounded to him, being a very well-trained physician, he began to conduct experiments without them knowing it. He would, in fact, take the flowers that people were most fond of, because he'd interview them and ask them, what are your favorite flowers? How do they make you feel? Then he would take those flowers. He would put them in purified water in glass bowls in the midday sun for a couple of hours. And then he would, as the water evaporated, he would take the remaining water, and that water he believed would be infused with the energy of that flower. He would store it in flasks, and he would put it away until the winter time. Each flask marked with the type of flower and the potency of the water. If he put 20 flower petals, he would mark it 20x. If he put one flower petal, he would mark it 1x with the specific type of flowers. He then began to work these waters, these flower-infused waters, into the beverages of some of the people during the winter time, who were complaining of different illnesses and maladies and conditions and emotional trauma. And after, and these included things like sadness, fear, anxiety, jealousy, loneliness, the loss, a trauma of having lost a loved one, all of these different emotions, he began to connect to different flowers. And ultimately, he found that combining five or six different essences from five or six different flowers, that he could create a formula that would relieve most emotional stress from most people. And it works amazingly. And here's the beautiful part. They didn't know they were taking it. So there couldn't have been any psychosomatic effect. They did not know they were taking these products. And yet, they experienced these amazing changes in their emotional life. Now, I have to tell you, I too have had deep-seated emotional trauma from my youth. I came from a very challenging household environment, without going into details. I have been on my own since a very young age. I have had the challenges of adulthood at a very young age. And in fact, I carried that disappointment, that anger, that anxiety, and those fears with me for many years. And those deep-seated emotional traumas and disappointments from my youth were, in fact, a contributing factor to the worst parts of my adult personality. In other words, if I was quick to anger, if I was jealous, if I was short, I could always attribute those things to the way I was feeling emotionally and ultimately to those deep-seated traumas. And once I began to use these emotional balance formulas, I felt the onion, like an onion, like layers being peeled away of stress. And over the years of using them, I could tell you that I am a far more balanced person, a far happier person, a far less conflicted person in almost every area of my life, thanks to these amazing discoveries from this brilliant doctor whom we call Dr. Edward Bach. Now, Dr. Bach actually had an amazing method for preparing these flower remedies. He would wild harvest the flower petals. He would, as I said, soak them in glass bowls of purified water, and he would evaporate out the water to make a higher concentration of the flower remedy. This is called solar infusion. And I have to tell you that our formula number 16, you can see right on the package, it says solar infusion de fleur, which means a solar-infused flower essence. It is made by and is the only flower remedy made today, made by the original standards and exacting methods created by Edward Bach so many years ago. They come in soft gels. There are 36 gels in a pack, and I recommend that you take 4 a day until the entire pack is gone. Then you keep a second pack around, and that pack is to be used only when you need the relief from some. In other words, the first pack should do a phenomenal job relieving your emotional trauma. However, let's say that you have a reminder. Let's say that your emotional trauma is a divorce that happened 10 years ago, and all of a sudden there's a reunion coming up at the school that you went to with your wife, and you know you're going to be asked a bunch of questions. And so you're all of a sudden, these emotions that you had put to rest are reoccurring. They're coming up again because of an incident that's happening. Well, that's when you go back to the number 16s, and you just need to take 1 or 2, and suddenly it'll restore that balance to your body. You're going to deal with things. This is about having balanced emotional reactions to stresses that might have otherwise set you off. Everybody has these buttons, they say. And when these buttons are pushed, then we react in a way that is not very flattering to ourselves. And if we all do a very serious self-examination, if we take those parts of our personality that we are least proud of, those parts we'd like to change, the ones that make us the most anxious or insecure, I guarantee you that if we do a thorough examination, we will find that those are deeply rooted emotional traumas, that we're reacting to something. We're still reacting to something that took place many, many years ago. And once you do that, you will suddenly remember every time you've seen someone on a psychologist's chair, and this psychologist is asking people to recount and to recant and to replay and to relive these things, horrible things that might have happened from their life. And then at the end, they ask the only question that matters: how did that make you feel? You see, because we cannot change the past. We cannot reverse what may have happened. But what we can do is we could seek to change the way that it has impacted us. We could seek to change the negative impact that it has had on us, the fear, the anxiety, or the anger that may have been imparted into our lives as a result of something we either could not control or something we could control and we now regret. Well, guess what? This is what emotional flower remedies do. This is what the number 16, the stress X that I'm telling you about, this will help you to deal with those things, not by drugging you, not by altering your mental state, but truly by creating relief and balance on a level that is called the vibrational level, the things that work, emotions and these deeply seated traumas. They can be released. They could be let go. And you don't need to relive and remember and to go through all of these things again. You need only acknowledge that they have changed you. You need only realize that you could be a better person, that you could feel better about yourself, that you could be happier, that you could be free. That's right. You can be free. And for those of you who are dealing with these things, the memory of the loss of your mother, of your husband, of your wife, of your child, of your dog, of your job, of your home, these separations, this pain, we must let it go. We can let it go with the help of these quality of ingredients, these emotional balance formulas. So that is the subject tonight. How do we mend a broken heart? I believe that that can only be done by forgiveness. You need to forgive whomever it is that hurt you. You need to forgive yourself. If this was something, if it was a self-inflicted wound, if you might say, if it is not about forgiveness, then you must accept. You must forgive if it is somebody who hurt you. You must accept if it's something you cannot change. But more importantly, you must use every single thing that happens negatively in your life to create positive change for yourself and for others. I'll give you an example. In my family, and I'm going to open up my closet and show you my dirty laundry or the skeletons, my family has a history of alcoholism. My family has a history of spousal abuse. And my family has a history of not the best parenting at times. And I will tell you that I made it a point in my life to make sure that I was not an alcoholic, to make sure I did not practice spousal abuse, to make sure that I was a good father, because I did not want the sins of my fathers to be passed on to me. I wanted to say, the buck stops here. You cannot do that until you recognize that there is, in fact, an issue that must be resolved. We spend a lot of time sweeping things under the rug. We spend a lot of time socially avoiding very important and sensitive subjects. We do this because we feel it's better. It's better for everyone involved. But I'm telling you, you need not open up your closet and pull out your dirty laundry. You need not expose it to the world. But what you must need to do, what you must do and what you need to do is acknowledge that your life can be better. You have to acknowledge that you want your life to be better. And you have to take positive steps to make your life better. And once again, I sincerely feel for every person who's lost a loved one. I sincerely feel for everyone who has lost a love or a spouse or a child or their pet, or for anyone who experienced that separation of home or property or friendship. These things stick with us for a lifetime. The question is, will you use them as a positive thing for change, or will you allow them to bring you down? Will you allow them to become that anchor that holds you back from moving on with your life? And I'm telling you tonight that that need not happen, that this product, formula number 16, can and will help you reverse that deep-seated emotional trauma. And our white American ginseng, the cordyceps, and the bee pollen in a product we call Bee Energetic was specifically designed to recharge your adrenal glands. Now, when we, as I said, if you have gone through extreme emotional stress, your adrenal glands have been burned out, and that could lead to ongoing depression. And so if you would like a recipe for reversing a broken heart, I believe it would be A, forgiveness, B, acceptance, C, the use of emotional balance formula number 16 or Stress X to help you deal with your past, the B, energetic to help you recharge the inner energies of your body, and the exercise, the walking, running, swimming, hiking, whatever it is that will allow your body to sweat, and the reduction of fat cells in your body where memory is. We hold memory in our fat cells because fat is crystalline, and we know that a crystal is the is capable of holding memories. Many times, heavy people, overweight people are heavy and overweight because they have suppressed their emotions. Those emotions are stored in fat, and we do not want to burn that fat because we are not prepared to deal with the emotions. I've never seen someone who has lost a lot of weight who has not broken down and cried, who has not remembered horrible things from their past as they're, not horrible, but, you know, unpleasant memories from their past as they're burning away this stored fat. Well, guess what? If you're using balance, emotional balance number 16, and if you are sweating, you will avoid 99% of that negative emotional impact of weight loss. And you have seen so many people who start to lose weight and they can't deal with it. They go back to eating. They put that comfort back on. So I'm telling you today, there is something called broken heart syndrome. It can lead to a symptomatic episode that can be confused with a severe heart attack, or it could simply lead to a long-term deterioration of our emotional state and thus our physical state. And you can die from a broken heart, and you can suffer from diseases that are rooted in emotions. The classic example is the man who has a hurt back. Most men carry the weight of the world historically. Back 50, 40, 30 years ago, they were the breadwinner of the family. They were the one who was the go-to person when all tough decisions needed to be made. And guess what? The number one ailment of those heads of households are backache. Well, guess who's getting backache now? Moms who work and try to do everything. It is women who are now the ones suffering from backache. Is it because you hurt your backs? No. It's because that is a legitimate manifestation of pain that you will get sympathy for. I guarantee you that if a guy goes to his buddies or his wife and says, you know, God, I sure miss my mom. I know she died 15 years ago, but the way she used to rub my neck and those meals she used to make me, oh, I sure miss her, and breaks down and cries. Guess what, man? You are not going to get any sympathy. I'm sorry. That is just the way the world is today. People are going to tell you, buck up, dude. Come on. That happened 15 years ago. Get over it. And I know that sounds insensitive, but that's the way the world is. Well, guess what? If you tell somebody you got a hurt back, you're going to get a massage. You're going to get people offering you sympathy. Here, lay down, poor baby. Let me take care of you. Now, guess what? If you're feeling it, if you really are not feeling well, are you going to tell somebody, I miss my mommy, or are you going to say, my back hurts? That is a classic example of the transference of emotions. Do you do that on purpose? Absolutely not. This happens subconsciously, it happens psychologically, and it is part of the effect of deep-seated and deeply rooted emotional trauma and stress. So, again, I'm going to take just one moment. I need to take a sip of water because I believe I've been talking nonstop for about 45 minutes. So give me one moment and I'll be right back. Okay, you are listening to PHP's Wednesday night product education call. Tonight we are focusing on what we call broken heart syndrome. This is where emotional trauma, whether instant because of something like a divorce, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a child, or perhaps the separation of moving away from all of the people you love, of having your husband go away to war, perhaps, and being away from him while he's fighting in Iraq or somewhere else. The bottom line is we cannot avoid emotional trauma in our lifetime. The truth is that emotional trauma takes a toll on us, and the answer is the use of things like StressX and the emotional exercises that you can do that we talked about, forgiveness and acceptance. And most importantly, I want you to know, and I'm serious, if you are feeling, if you're out there right now, if you are lonely, because let's face it, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. What if you wake up and you don't have a Valentine? What if your Valentine's gone? I want to tell you that people love you. We are thinking of you, and you are not alone. And it may not be this year, and it may not even be next year, but you are not meant to be lonely, and you're not meant to be sad. So find someone else who doesn't have a Valentine. It could be a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a group of people. You go out, have yourself a good time, rent your favorite movie, stay in and laugh, because I'll tell you, the key to psychoneuroimmunology is that when you are smiling, when you are laughing, when you are experiencing feelings of joy, your immune system becomes so strong that it cannot even be measured. And when you are sad, when you're negative, when you're feeling down, you have lowered your immune system. This can be measured by calibrated machines and is a fact of life. The difference in everything you do, and this is the last thing I want to share with you, the difference between winners and losers, between successful people and failures, between happy people and sad people, is not what happens to you or what opportunities you're presented or what challenges you face. The solution to all of that is how you react to those situations. Everything can be the best it could be. It's up to you to make it so. Now, the difference in golf of between the champions who won the prize and the field, a difference of literally $1 million versus $500,000 prize money, is a stroke and a half. In track and field, the difference between the fastest man in the world and the guy who came in 10th place and was forgotten about was less than a second. I'm telling you, the little bit of extra effort you make in your life can make all of the difference. 1% extra effort could be the difference between failure to live a happy life and the surety that you will. And that 1% of extra effort might be picking up the phone or giving us a call and trying this product or trying one of the exercises of forgiveness that we spoke about tonight. My name is David Sandoval. You are listening to the PHP Wednesday Night Product Education Call. I am flying solo this evening. Amy, the other founder of PHP, has relatives in town, her parents, who she doesn't get to see that often. They drove out from Texas to be with her, and I absolutely am glad that they are having this time together. And I gave her, of course, our blessing to be without her tonight. She will be hoping to return with us next week if everything turns out. So that having been said, I want to thank everyone for having joined us this evening. I hope that the subject matter was a subject matter that will be beneficial to you in your lifetime. And I want to remind you that this call is available on a replay line, as are all of our Wednesday night product education calls. The replay line is available on the phone for one full week, starting 24 hours from now. You will be able to listen for 7 full days to this call on command in its entirety. After that, as with every other call, this information will be made available on the back office under education. And you can, when you go to our website, you can click and listen on command. Further, we will email you a link to this call within 24 hours, and when you have that email link, you can click on that link, and so long as your computer has speakers, you will be able to listen, once again, on command. And my coolest, I guess the thing I think is coolest about this is you can then forward that link on to as many people as you like. And tonight's subject may not be the one that you want to forward to a lot of people, but perhaps the diabetes call, or the weight loss call, or the call on how to deal with Alzheimer's, or ADD, or autism, or overweight, or underweight. There are literally over 5 dozen, 60 to 75 different subjects that have been recorded that you can both listen to on command and forward to anyone that you believe would benefit from that information. If you do not want to listen, most of these calls also have a corresponding battle plan, which is a written protocol to help you deal with different conditions. And if that is not good enough, then we'd be happy to mail you out whatever information we have on any of these subjects absolutely free. I want to once again thank everybody for listening tonight. I am on a very tight schedule, so I'm going to unlock the phones. And if anybody has a question on tonight's subject, please do, or a comment, please do feel free to pose that question. I will do my very best to answer it. And we're going to start that portion of tonight's program right now. Okay, the phone lines are unlocked. If you have hit star 6, you will need to hit star 6 once again to unmute your phone. Okay. Does anybody have a question or a comment this evening?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I am. How can I help you?
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Oh, I lost a dog.
I'm here, Bridget. I just
I say I lost the dog.
Was listening to the other thing as well and trying to see what they were doing.
Okay.
I got you up in one hand, other thing up in my ear, radio in my other ear.
Sir, we're not able to have our conversation because we could hear you, sir. The gentleman who's talking right now about the radio and the phone, and I'm afraid that you're interfering with our call, so please do hit *6. And ma'am, please start your question again.
Okay. My question was about a dog I lost. I just can't seem to get over the fact that I don't have that dog.
I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. You wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
it's there to greet you. You come home, it's wagging its tail. You go to sleep, it's snuggling with you. You take care of it. You feed it. You take it out to walk. And one day, all those things aren't happening anymore.
I thought about replacing it with that,
mm-hmm.
with another dog. Would that help?
Oh, my God, it helps so much. I'm telling you that you never think that anyone could replace that friend of yours. But the minute you get that little puppy and that needs you, or if you go and, better yet, adopt a dog, my brother and his wife, I hope I'm allowed to talk, have a Down syndrome child. And they weren't able to get the affection that they really, really, you know, that most people expect from a child. And the combination of they went and they adopted a dog from the pound, and now they have the perfect world because the dog and the child and them, they make a beautiful family, you know. And dogs do offer that emotion. Don't ever think that the next dog won't. So I strongly encourage you to go to an adoption. And that way you've got to remember that if you go, there's some dog out there that doesn't have a family, that was abandoned by their family, that dog's feeling those emotions too. Imagine the difference you could make in your life and that dog's life, you know, by bringing the two of you together.
And using the formula would help also.
Oh, and believe it or not, these formulas are given to animals like dogs and horses that have been traumatized that otherwise were not going to be able to be socialized again. And animals actually react to this too. And these products work on animals as well.
Okay. Now, last week we talked about children.
Yes.
And you were going to put up a protocol for, if it was a follow-up, parents weaning a child.
I finished
and
it just today.
Oh,
I apologize. My staff has been on me. I had an emergency at the Oasis, and I had a pipe burst because it got so cold.
Okay. You know what? I thought maybe I didn't know how to use the computer.
No. If you call tomorrow, I promise you we could get you a copy of that. I just finished it today.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I have time for one more question. If anybody has a question or comment, we'd sure love to hear from you.
Open the door.
Well, I know this is a sensitive subject. I'm extremely surprised at the number of people we have on the call tonight. It is obvious that this is something that, while not a lot of people announce themselves and not a lot of people are commenting now, it's obvious that many of you have been affected by this. And so I want to tell you, as I started to say, I promise you that everything is going to be all right, that there is a wonderful future and life waiting for you. It is up to you to embrace it, and I encourage you to go out and pursue everything that God and the people that love you and the world wants for you. And please, don't hold yourself back. That's my advice to you tonight. Set yourself free, and we want to help you do it. Good night, everybody. God bless you.